Joining us now is Tom Tomlinson from the Commercial Research Group.
Oh, that's generic.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Now, we wanted to have you on because yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the television commercials and the impact or non-impact that they made on Super Bowl Sunday. We wanted to focus this morning on the radio commercials that maybe didn't do too well. And I know that, Mr. Tomlinson, you and your commercial research group are on top of this.
Yes, that's correct. I developed a computer back in the late 80s, early 90s, called Merkinsonton, and I track radio commercials during the Super Bowl and discover taking factors and various things like that to determine which is the most effective.
All right,
so these are not necessarily the most popular, but the most effective and least effective is what we rate.
I understand.
Right, let's get right to it. Let's listen to some of the commercials that, in your opinion, did not rate very well.
Well, first off, we're going to hear one for a product called Neato Burrito. I thought this one was particularly poor, and Merkinsonton agreed with me.
Okay.
It's Neato Burrito. It's Neato Burrito. It will give you gas.
Yeah, what's up, baby? Hey, you want to be like me, Jimmy, for you? Come to Neato Burrito. It'll help you gain weight. I used to be a skinny 175-pound wimp until I started eating a delicious burrito from Neato Burrito. Don't just give me gas like this right here. Woo! Yeah! Come to Neato Burrito, baby. Gain some weight and get some gas.
It's Neato Burrito. It's Neato Burrito. It will give you gas.
Boy, that is
offensive.
As you can see, that's in poor taste.
Yeah.
It's advertisers like to go for the 18 to 34 year old male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's obviously what they're appealing to. But this one scored very low on our computer module.
That doesn't make me want to eat one of their burritos.
No, it doesn't. It seems to have unpleasant social side effects. This next one, one of the things that Merkinsonton takes into account is how well that the product actually brands itself.
Right.
And this next one, a commercial which was conceived well, they have a nice announcer and some neat music, but at the end you're wondering, what is this product?
Right.
Very ineffective. Merkinsonton hated this
one. We know that you demand the best. We now know that more than ever, Americans want value. That's why we've developed something so revolutionary, something so unique, and above all, something so affordable. It's been a long time in the making, and we are proud to announce that it is here. This product will change the way America goes about its daily life. This product is a production of a team effort, a product that is a production of years of team effort. That effort has finally paid off. Introducing to you the best and the finest available. End your search, because you don't need to search anymore. If a product can change the way we think, work, eat, and sleep, then this might just be that product. Out with the old and in with the new, you'll be saying, I wish I had this years ago because I like it so much. We just know you'll be saying that. We know because we are really smart. Smart enough to develop a product like this. And if you don't think we're smart enough to know what you're thinking, then try us. Go on, push us if you have the guts. We don't think you do. Available at fine stores everywhere. Offer ends 4/2002. Purchase required. See store for details.
Well, yeah, what the heck is it?
Yeah, I never got the company name or the product.
Very ineffective.
Very.
And Merkinsonton agreed with me on that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And on the flip side of that coin, you have companies that have run teaser campaigns and are finally telling you what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
Teaser campaigns can be very effective, but I think that this, which, by the way, was one of the biggest advertisers in the Super Bowl on TV, was also a big advertiser in the radio, and that is M Life.
Mm.
And M Life finally revealed, after a month-long teaser campaign, what their product was, and Merkinsonton thought that this was not going to set people afire.
On the ticket.
When I got older, I wanted to make sure that I had enough money so that my family would never have to be bothered with my care.
When you're starting a family, you want to make sure that your kids have every advantage that you didn't have.
When I thought of switching jobs, I knew I couldn't do it alone, so I went and got help. I got M-Life.
I got M-Life.
So, at the age of 64, I got M-Life. Of course, I didn't know then that M Life was a bucket of vomit with a clown nose hanging off of it. So if you're looking for a bucket of vomit with a clown nose hanging off of it, please get M Life. You'll be glad you did. Now my kids are going to have to pay for all my amputations. Thanks, M Life.
My kids now go hungry 3 of the 7 days of the week, and I'm tired of divvying up vomit.
I'm now a whore.
Get M Life. Touching lives, changing people, and deliberately obscuring our product. But you get a clown nose.
Oh, that just... Yeah, that didn't seem like that was very effective.
Yeah. I mean, who really needs a bucket of vomit with a clown nose?
No, no one needs that. That's just... I didn't notice these ads because I listened to some of our coverage here on The Ticket, and I didn't notice these.
Well, that's because...
They're ineffective, yeah.
Yeah, they weren't effective, just like Merkinson predicted.
Well, Tom Tomlinson from the Radio Advertising Commercial Research Group, thank you very much for joining us. This has been very insightful.
Thanks for having me. And,
yes?
Well, I have this gun here, and...
Oh, no.
Don't do anything.
No, you're doing very fine work. You're helping...
Don't
no.
shoot the phone. Oh, gosh. He's fine. Phone.
Yeah.
He's fine.
We're near the end of the CD, and you're still listening. Some thoughts for you. You got way too much time on your hands. You need a hobby, you need a dog, and you need a life. And I don't mean the cereal.